This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Every fall, hundreds of thousands of football fans don team colors and pack stadiums to cheer on young men most of them don't even know. For some, it's a few hours of entertainment. For others, it's a passion to order lives around, and we mean passion. Imagine missing your daughter's wedding for a game, for instance, or requesting burial in a coffin with a football team theme. That's the kind of fan dedication Warren St. John writes about in his new book. It's called Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer, A Journey into the Heart of Fan Mania. NPR's Debbie Elliott caught up with him at a University of Alabama football game.
I should first disclose that I am a football fan, and not just a casual fan, but a passionate follower of the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's what I have in common with Warren St. John, the New York Times writer who decided to take a year off and figure out just what it is that compels us to be so devoted to our team.
To try to understand why I have been so affected for my whole life by a sports team, and why I feel like a million bucks when they win, and why I feel like a complete bum when they lose.
I meet him on the University of Alabama campus in Tuscaloosa. It's the Friday afternoon before the Ole Miss game, and a parking lot near the law school is already filling up with row after row of motorhomes, their crimson flags waving in the breeze.
That hum you hear is the incessant, never-ending hum of RV generators.
St. John spent a whole season traveling among these hardcore fans.
I thought I would kind of go deep into a world that was completely consumed with a football team. And what could be more consuming than taking your entire house to a football stadium?
Nathan, if you want to pull stuff out of that cargo bay, that first one, we need all those coolers, the rugs, the tables, all that stuff out of there.
Chris Bice is busy setting up his weekend house, a 37-foot Coachman motor home. First priority, get out the Alabama chair where his dog Larry likes to sit.
Dog definitely has to have his spot.
A brawny air traffic controller from Greenville, South Carolina, Bice and his wife Paula went on their first date to a Bama football game and have been coming back ever since. Now, they make the six-hour trip every weekend in their plush Coachman, complete with a horn that plays the Alabama fight song.
You gauge years by football seasons. I mean, you know what the records were, how the team did. Like 1984 is a blank. Well, 1984 is a blank because that was the first losing season I'd ever endured with Alabama.
The Vices were the first fans to let Warren St. John come with them on a trip from South Carolina to Alabama.
Chris more or less told Warren it would be okay before he really even asked me about it. And I wasn't too crazy about it, only because we didn't know him.
St. John eventually bought his own RV, a late model Allegro that he called the Hog. That gave him the insider status he needed to get an up-close look at fan mania. Some Tide fans have been critical of St. John for his frank portrayals of drunken and angry fans, even some racist incidents. But RVer Bob Ray tells him not to worry about it.
Everybody that parks in is not an angel. A lot of them think you should have made them all angels, you know, but they're not. You know that. That's the reason you wrote the book.
He writes that relationships between fans are as fleeting as they are intense.
Someone shouts, "Roll Tide," I think us. He breaks into a line in front of me. He's them. Someone nearly runs me off the road. Them. I see an Alabama bumper sticker on his car as he passes. Us. A man wears a red shirt and cheers with me when Alabama beats Florida in the swamp. Us. Then turns out to be a virulent racist. Them. Why had the couple felt free to voice such hateful opinions to a perfect stranger? Because I was white. Us, they must have thought. But I don't share their views on race. Them indeed.
Despite the book, St. John gets a warm welcome at a Friday night party in the RV lot downtown.
Good to see Warren again. He followed us around for a whole year. I didn't know what that boy was doing, going to those ball games, writing, taking notes on what we were doing. I thought he was with the FBI or something.
That's Skipper Falls. He's the unofficial MC of this weekly karaoke party, where fired-up fans take their turn at the mic, singing a lineup of songs hand-picked for the occasion.
Sweet home Alabama, roll tide, roll, where the skies are blue.
St. John says sports seems to bring out an intensity of emotions in people that nothing else does.
Think about the happiest day of your life, when your child graduated, or when you had a child, or when you got hired for your dream job, and however happy you were, you probably didn't run and hug a stranger, you probably didn't go wild, and you probably didn't try to tear down a goalpost. And only sports can kind of give that immediate and intense burst of ecstasy.
Back at the RVs on campus, things are more subdued as fans busily prepare for the game day tailgate.
The man right down here, he's cooking a whole hog on the grill. It's on down there now. I've been invited to go down there and eat with him. This motorhome here is cooking fish tonight, tomorrow night, ain't he?
Meet 70-year-old Gerald Johnson.
Show chicken man, that's right. Yes, sir. There is no country boy raised out up around Rainsville, Alabama.
He really does raise miniature English game bantams to show at competitions when he's not following the tide in his 40-foot American Dream motorhome. Johnson used to go to all the games with his childhood friend Robert Robinson, who drove the big rig. When Robinson died, he was buried in a crimson casket with a big red A embroidered on the satin lining, and a portrait of legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant hanging on the funeral home wall. Even the flowers paid tribute to his passion.
They done a floral piece of this motorhome right here, and took a picture of him like he was sitting up in the seat driving this motorhome.
St. John calls Robinson's burial the Alabama fan equivalent of full military honors. There was even appropriate scripture.
The Bible verse at the funeral was Ezekiel 20:29. And I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto you go? And the name whereof is called Bema. I've heard from a lot of people since the book came out, oh yeah, we read that at our wedding. This is apparently one of the most popular Bible verses in the state of Alabama.
Warren St. John's book is Rammer Jammer Yellowhammer, a journey into the heart of fan mania. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Roll Tide. Hey, Paul!